When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tyre Power Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
5 minutes to seven on SEN SA Breakfast. Our Goggle Vix in a few moments' time will cover everything in regards to the three-match sanction handed to Port Adelaide's Jeremy Finlayson. We'll also speak to Miles Bergman a little bit later on this morning as Port Adelaide prepare to take on Frio Saturday night at Adelaide Oval. We're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Thank you to Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Bix, before we get into a couple of text messages and head to the news, it is time for this. Let's find out what's ACE. Fast, efficient and safe deliveries. Don't risk it. Ace it. Acetransport.au. As we mentioned, you saw the team from Ace It last night.
Yes, caught up with Darren and a couple of that up table at the Vice President's dinner last night at the Adelaide Football Club. Good supporters.
So we spoke to Nick Haslam earlier this week about LIV Golf, and golf's on the top of everyone's mind at the moment with the Masters and everybody preparing to touch down in South Australia. You know, we got told yesterday in compliance training, which basically tells you what you can and you can't say on the radio, that the mics are always on.
Okay.
So just be aware, the mics are always on. Unfortunately, I think Tyrrell Hatton did not understand that as he took a shot yesterday and gave his own thoughts.
That can reach those trees, can't it? What a bounce that was. If bounces left, it's fine.
So in that exchange, you could hear the commentators go, there was an F, there was a C, and there was a W. There's a lot of expletives there.
And he's having a crack at himself.
Yes.
Can he be offended?
He's real kind of Jordan Clarked it, didn't he? She's having a go at myself, not anyone else.
Oh, dear. No, well, he's very unhappy. Clearly the ball bounced right, not left.
Yes.
The issue.
Speaking of golf, we do have that golf box prize pack to give away a little bit later on. It's Australia's greatest golf superstore. Best brands and the biggest range shop at golfbox.com.au today. We did have a few texts coming in. Big 0427 154 166.
Let's talk about this one. This one's more in your camp. It's around, it says, hi, boys. I'm very glad that Nestori, I think it is, Nestori refuses the leftover call by Vidmar because he is a classic upcoming player. So what's this all about?
So Nestori Irinkunda was left out of the squad for the Oli Roos, which made headlines last week. And I said yesterday to Gibbsy, I think it was pretty courageous for Tony Vidmar to leave him out. He's the best young player in Australian football at the moment. But I would be of the belief that he was left out of the team due to, I guess, growth, development, and probably things that we don't know. Because if it's based on pure football ability, then he's in the squad.
Is it possible that they could have met a week or two ago to discuss who's going to be in the squad, and that was when Nestori was just battling through that form
100%. Slump? And maybe Bayern Munich said, we don't want him to play because he's got bigger things to happen over the next few weeks. Wonderful. So then Marco Tilio is injured. And then Tony Vidmar and the Oli Roos called Nestori up and said, hey, bro, do you want to come back into this squad? And Nestori said no. So he said, absolutely not. It's not right for me. I'm making myself unavailable for this. So they've gone back to him. I mean, it's good for Adelaide United because we get to keep him for the last couple of games of the season. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing he's not playing for the Oli Roos. I think for his development and what he has to learn on and off the pitch, he's got a really good support network at Adelaide United around him and with the PFA that will hopefully help him get in the right headspace. And he addressed it this week. He hasn't been in the right headspace this season because he's an 18-year-old kid that's going to one of the powerhouse clubs in one of the top flight leagues. There's a lot of expectation on him, which would be challenging to deal with.
Yes. Okay. So that explains that then. So he's going to be with Adelaide, which is good.
Yes. And make sure you get to Cooper Stadium tomorrow night. So just before the 7 o'clock news, we are going to head to Gogglebix in a moment. We are going to Gogglebix basically reflects on all of the TV shows that we may have missed. They, of course, were talking in detail in regards to Jeremy Finlayson last night, and we'll get to it in a moment. It is SENSA Breakfast. We are going for a top of 22 degrees today. Good morning.